This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold meetings with several global leaders today who are in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit. Mr. Modi is scheduled to meet President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petteri Orpo, President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković, President of Estonia, Alar Karis, Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, and Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, Olgiaz Bektenov. India and France have agreed to upgrade the India-France relationship to special global strategic partnership yesterday. There were a total of 21 outcomes. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network, delivering a joint statement with French President Emmanuel Macron at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan. Prime Minister Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic, but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation. Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है
French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the 52nd G7 summit, which will be presided over by France in 2026. In a press statement in Mumbai, Mr. Macron called for an ad hoc meeting between India and France to reach an agreement on the international agenda ahead of the G7 summit in Evian, noting the acceleration for partnership as India will chair the BRICS summit. While France chairs the G7 group, he called for a moment of innovation for the youth of both countries. The G7 summit is an annual gathering of leaders from US, UK, France, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada and the European Union. On the third day of AI Impact Summit 2026 today, a research symposium is scheduled to be held in which President of Estonia, Alar Karis, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State Jitin Prasad, along with other dignitaries, will hold discussions. Apart from this, the inaugural session and launch of the working group are scheduled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited his Bangladeshi counterpart Tariq Rehman to visit India along with his family. In a letter to Mr. Rehman, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to work closely with the BNP leader to further strengthen the multifaceted bilateral relationship between the two nations. PM Modi said, as two close neighbours, India and Bangladesh have a deep-rooted friendship founded on shared history, cultural ties and the aspirations of the peoples for peace and prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in the International Fleet Review 2026 in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh today. As the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, President will review the ceremonial fleet and witness a spectacular display of India's naval strength and maritime capabilities. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Nepal defeated Scotland by 7 wickets in Group C match in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 171 runs set by Scotland, Nepal made 171 for 3 in 19.2 overs. There are 3 fixtures slated for today. In the Group D match, South Africa will take on United Arab Emirates in Delhi at 11 a.m. and in second fixture, Pakistan will take on Namibia in Colombo at 3 p.m. In the third fixture, India will lock horns with Netherlands in the Group A match in Ahmedabad at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.